Watch Caravan Migrants as March to U.S. Border is for Jobs, Not Asylum. By John Binder on October 19, 2018. One of the more than 4,000 migrants traveling in a caravan from Honduras through Mexico and eventually to the U.S.-Mexico border admits that she is seeking a job in a community more safe from drugs, neither of which would make her eligible for asylum. In an interview with NBC News, a migrant identified as Karen Avalas from Honduras traveling with the caravan said she was looking to go to the U.S. to get a job and to provide a safer area for her daughter, whom she said was getting involved in drugs. NBC News notes, among the caravan is Karen Avalas. She hopes to reach the U.S. and find work to send money back home. Emphasis added. I came because my daughter was getting lost to drugs, to rescue her. She was out on the street, Avalas says. I left my 6 children there. I've brought 2, the oldest ones. The little ones can wait. I hope that perhaps other countries can help us because in Honduras we haven't found it, Avalas continues. I am a single mother, things are not good. Also, to help the children, the family. It's tough, for the family. Though members of the migrant caravan have been portrayed by the establishment media as asylum seekers, fleeing drug-fueled communities and looking for work are not grounds for asylum in the U.S. As Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reported, migrants with the caravan profiled by the New York Times and the Associated Press have all noted that their main goal once arriving in the U.S. is looking for a job, which is not an eligible claim for asylum. This week, Breitbart Texas reported that the migrant caravan has stormed through Mexico, tearing down a border barrier in the process as they cross from Guatemala to Mexico. Less than 6 months ago, a similar migrant caravan was allowed to cross into the U.S. with weak asylum claims despite threats from President Trump of closing down the border. Many migrants from that caravan are now illegal aliens living in the U.S. as they await their asylum hearings. Currently, the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million legal and illegal immigrants every year, with more than 70% coming to the country through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. The mass illegal and legal importation of mostly low-skilled foreign workers is a boon to big business and Wall Street, but results in decades of poor job growth, stagnant wages, and increased public costs for working and middle-class Americans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.